Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and it is August 13, 2018. Just got back from Michigan. It is about 10 p.m., and I'm going out to get the mail from our Phoenix mailbox. I am tired. My mind is still on Eastern time zone. I had crazy dreams last night about missing the probably the most important webinar I'm going to do of my ServiceNow career. There were problems with buildings, there were problems with vehicles, there were problems, all kinds of problems that were keeping me from getting to this, doing this webinar. Even though I'm doing the darn thing remotely, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm going to give you a short topic today because it is late and I am kind of tired. So the theme this year again is a word or phrase that makes me laugh, that means something to my family. And this time it is, what did I just look up? I can't remember what I just looked up. Oh, there's no mail in the mailbox. Must still be on hold. We'll probably get a bundle tomorrow. So while I walk back, I'm going to tell you about the house. Another story about the house. Now, young kids, teenagers specifically, maybe even preteens, four boys, the house had an interesting attribute about the roof. It was a big house. I told you it was three stories. So the roof was what, about, I don't know, 20, 25 feet to the gutters. It had built-in gutters. It had built-in eaves troughs to the roof. They were carved out of wood and lined with tin flashing and very steep angles. There was sort of one end of the house that had, I'm going to say, about a 45-degree pitch on it. And that was the easy side. And the rest was slightly steeper. I'm going to say more like 50 or 55 degrees for the rest of the roof. And it was to the point where you could barely hold on with the treads on your shoes and your hands. You added as much friction to those tar paper shingles as you could, and you'd still slip. But we had to go up there because the pigeons used to like to hide between where the cornices met, and they would poop, and the poop would go into the gutters, and the gutters would get clogged, and then the drains wouldn't work, and if the rains came and the downspouts and drains weren't working, then the water went over the edge and it caused rot. So there was a job we had to do every so often, was to get up there and clean them out. Or the preventive measure was to take out your BB gun or pellet gun and shoot the pigeons and keep them away. But that only lasted so long. So that's the story of running around on the roof. It's amazing none of us fell off. It gave the neighbor lady, Florence Spear, a heart attack every time she saw us up there, and I'm sure it would do the same if I were seeing young kids do that today. So that's it for today. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com, more about the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com, and until tomorrow, take care, and I'll talk to you again real soon.